What would
I
they?
I think the instead of funeral homes, they didn't have funeral homes as much. The body laid in state either at home or in the church. Somebody has to sit up with it around the clock and leave the body.
So they might have it in the church sometimes too.
Or just bring it back to the house.
Did they make their own box to bury them in?
I can't remember that.
Yeah. Did they? Excuse me. They wouldn't have the same kinds that they have now, all the fancy.
I wouldn't think so. But I cannot remember seeing a dead person when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. And where would they bury them?
Well, our church had a cemetery.
Had its own.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Two more pages.
We've got them buried now. That ought to be it.
That should be at the end. What about preachers? Speaking of churches.
Well,
I guess this church has been here a long time, the one you go to.
Yeah,
did
I went to as a child. I went to one in Huntersville. The same minister had been there for 40 years.
Wow.
So I only knew one minister.
Uh-huh. So that was his full-time job, or did he work another job?
He
and
baptized
then
me and married me.
Huh. Same one.
Same one. And then he baptized my oldest son.
How about that? Yeah. But they didn't, I guess,
they more or less went to a church and stayed back then, I think.
Yeah. They didn't have to do other kinds of jobs during the week. They were supported by the church.
Yeah. They we used to have poundings at Christmas for our minister. It started way, I bet that was in the notes before. Started when, you know, the ministers didn't get paid here much, and to help give them something, it would be a pound of flour, a pound of butter, or it's called a pounding. And that's what they did for them at Christmas. And we're trying to get away from that now, because the church gives the minister money, and the women of the church give some money for Christmas. And so we're trying to get away from the pounding.
Did they still do that?
They still had it last year.
Oh,
it's just sort of a tradition, and it's hard to break tradition.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of churches these days, you know, that they're able to have their preachers are pretty well off.
They
really,
are pretty well paid if you look at them, but yet they grumble and growl. They have their homes given to them, supplied for them, and car allowance, insurance paid, and all this stuff that we have to pay ourselves.
Out of our salary.
Yeah. If you figure up all that, they're not getting
What would you call somebody who came from somewhere else that wasn't from around the community? If you saw somebody, you didn't know who they were or something. Did you have the railroad come through here?
No, this one about 2 miles that way. Yes, it was right in front of the house, and the engineers knew my daddy when he traveled, and they'd stop the train right in front of the house and let him off.
So
we'd run across the road and then they wouldn't stop at the regular stopping place.
Where would he go on the train?
Statesville.
What
he worked out of Statesville.
Oh, okay. What kind of work did he do?